Brand Keys has been tracking the Donald Trump brand for more than 30 years. His daughter Ivanka, not so much. Sure, she was out there selling stuff with her name on it, but her brand was just too small to expeditiously track. But when Ivanka became the first daughter, the media wanted to know about her brand, so we took a look. At the end of 2016, and again at the beginning of 2017, when she was named a special advisor to the president. We took a harder look in July when President Trump, attending the G20 summit, said, "I'm very proud of my daughter Ivanka. If she weren't my daughter, it would be so much easier for her." If that strikes you as the use of the word easier with which you are not personally familiar, here's what happened.
Yes, another Trump brand. In a national survey conducted among millennial female shoppers, July 10th through 15th, we found that 38% were negatively disposed to considering purchasing Ivanka Trump's line of clothing or shoes. In the initial 2016 wave, it was hypothesized that consumers could separate brand Ivanka from political advisor Ivanka. 9 months later, that does not seem to be the case. The most recent wave of the brand study, conducted among 1,005 female millennial shoppers, balanced for political affiliation, who had spent at least $250 on a dress or a pair of shoes in the past 12 months, found only 33% were still extremely or very willing to keep Ivanka Trump brand on their shopping lists. That's down 18% from the benchmark wave in October 2016. Respondents were asked, in light of Ivanka Trump's involvement with the Trump administration, how likely would you be to consider buying her line of shoes or clothing? Responses were as follows, with a 5% difference being significant at the 95% confidence level. Extremely likely move from 18% to 16% to 15%. Very likely move from 33% to 22% to 18%. Somewhat likely remain pretty much the same, starting at 32%, ending at 29%. Not very likely more than doubled, 11% to 18% to 24%. As did not at all likely, 6% to 10% to 14%. The first daughter drew criticism for her participation at the G20. In an eyebrow-raising move, Ivanka replaced her father at a working session and sat alongside heads of states, Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May, and Russian President Vladimir Putin, a move that drew both political and consumer criticism. While the political ramifications of Ivanka Trump's personal involvement with the current administration cannot be ignored and are certainly contributing to the decline of the brand's ability to engage, uproars surrounding her father, her husband Jared Kushner, and now her brother Donald Jr. are probably the explanation for the lion's share of consumer disengagement with the Ivanka Trump brand right now. As to her brand, from a legal perspective, Ms. Trump entered into a trust for her business, turning the day-to-day control over to Abigail Clem, a top Ivanka Trump executive. The company assets were transferred to a new trust, albeit one overseen by relatives of her husband. So, pretty much keeping things in the family. Ivanka will no longer appear in advertisements, and she has separated her business and personal social media accounts. But as marketing history has proven, there's a world of difference between what's legal and what's a brand, and consumers know it. More importantly, they act upon it.
What happened? Though Ivanka stepped down from her company, her brand remained in the spotlight. It was not always a good look for her. Nordstrom dropped the Ivanka Trump brand, reporting sales were down and it no longer made good business sense to carry it. President Trump tweeted that Nordstrom's was treating his daughter, quote, so unfairly, end quote. We could have predicted that. Other retailers followed Nordstrom's example. Luxury retailer Neiman Marcus removed Ivanka's high-end jewelry line from their website. TJ Maxx and Marshalls had employees throw away signs advertising the Ivanka Trump brand in an apparent attempt to distance the company from the Trump name. During President Trump's Made in America Week, quote, honoring the workers and companies who set the world standard for quality and craftsmanship, end quote, more than 63,000 people signed a petition demanding Macy's drop Ivanka Trump's clothing line. Ms. Trump was noticeably absent from any of those events that week. Why do you think that was the case? Well, just days prior, the Ivanka company was deluged with a wave of consumer disengagement when the Washington Post revealed the Chinese factory producing most of her clothing and accessories paid workers only $62 a week and had violated a slew of labor standards. Oh, and the Grab Your Wallet boycott continued, and Ivanka's brand, which targets young professional women, continued to take big hits. On the political side, there just seems to be bad news for Ivanka. In light of her father's, the president's most recent tweet storms, doesn't matter which one. Pick one, anyone. And the fact that Vegas odds had Jared Kushner, her husband, the president's son-in-law and senior White House advisor, at 6-5 to receive a Mueller indictment in the Russia probe. So bad news on both the business and brand sides of life. There was some good news, though. Ivanka Trump is scheduled to open a new store in New York City. But you won't need loyalty and engagement metrics to predict where. That's right. Trump Tower.